And so the government that you have today is a government that is continuing to run programs from the New Deal and the Great Society. And that's very important for us to know, because when we're voting Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal, everybody that gets elected has to deal with those programs that were put in place years ago, unless we have the political courage to change the trajectory of them. Because in this current state, those programs unchanged will lead to two things. One, a fiscal crisis that is not we're not able to turn around from in this country, or more taxes. And in business, you know that there's that level you can't deal with of taxation. It's on many of you already. And so I, as a representative of government, am working hard to try to make sure not only are we not raising our taxes, but what are we doing to try to curb the growth and actually reduce our taxes? Because again, it goes back to my belief that the way we're going to change this country are with individuals like you, and not with people like me, not government people. It's businesses, it's nonprofits, it's people driven and motivated by something internal to them that no government program can put their finger on. And a lot of it is faith driven, you know, especially when I look at through the years. Forgive my graph, but this is the graph of increased personnel and people costs in the government. Personnel and people costs going like this through the years in government. Education in our state budget, for example, has been relatively flat with population growth. And what has that caused? It's caused infrastructure costs to be on a downward trend. Well, everybody in business knows you own private property, and for it to have success, there's something that you expect the government to do, and that's to create an environment where commerce can be enjoyed. And part of that is transportation. Part of that is connecting your private property to the private property of others. And that is a government role. Well, through the years, as a result of these rising people and personnel costs, the government has neglected its duties to invest in infrastructure and transportation. And that's a problem. I would like to see us invest more in those high return investments and figure out how to invest less resources in people and personnel, except for in K-12 education, which we must invest in. That's the kids, that's the children of our future and our country's best shot at change and excellence for their lives and their families' lives. So we have to invest in that. I'm talking about changing the way government is funded, executed from a standpoint of the government's not a value-driven organization as it needs to be. Businesses in here through the years have all recognized this in terms of how they compensate their employees. So they maybe shifted from a long-term pension for two reasons. One, the long-term costs to the company are challenging, and number two, you're rewarding something long-term instead of something that's more immediate, and giving people a higher wage for the value that they're adding to your organization today. Well, government is behind all of that. The businesses obviously move forward faster, government takes longer, and so we need innovative solutions in HR within government, for example, and things like that, so that we can shift costs and invest in the things that government should be investing in at a higher rate. So in other words, to sum it all up, through the years, government has grown expansively. I believe we've become a jack of all trades and a master at none, instead of being focused, value-driven organization based on taxpayers' return. And then, secondly, as a result of that, I believe we have usurped the role and the responsibility of citizens in terms of nonprofits, Christian missions, Jewish ministries, whatever, faith-based organizations to help people.